This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government today approved an incentive scheme for promotion of low-value Bheem UPI transactions. Briefing media on the cabinet decisions in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme will be implemented at an estimated outlay of 1,500 crore rupees.
1,500 crore rupees ki scheme hai, and as per this scheme, jo small merchants ke payments honge up to 2,000 rupees, usme koi ट्रांजेक्शन की कॉस्ट नहीं लगेगी और उनको इंसेंटिव दिया जाएगा और इसमें जो रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ इंडिया की जो स्टैंडर्ड डेफिनेशंस हैं वो सारी की सारी एप्लीकेबल होगी.
मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड द गवर्नमेंट हैज डिसाइडेड टू सेट अप अ न्यू ब्राउनफील्ड अमोनिया यूरिया कॉम्प्लेक्स फर्टिलाइजर प्लांट विद इन द एग्जिस्टिंग प्रेमिसेस ऑफ ब्रह्मपुत्र वैली फर्टिलाइजर कॉर्पोरेशन लिमिटेड एट नामरूप इन असम. द मिनिस्टर इन्फॉर्म्ड that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the construction of a 6-lane access-controlled greenfield highway from JNPA port to Chowk in Maharashtra. The government has also approved the revised Rashtriya Gokul Mission to boost growth in the livestock sector. The Cabinet also approved the revised National Program for Dairy Development. Health Minister J.P. Nadda today said there are 15,000 Jan Aushadhi outlets currently operational and the government has decided to open 10,000 more such outlets in the next 2 years. The minister was replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha on the working of the Health and Family Welfare Ministry. Several other members participated in the discussion, including JDS leader and former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda, Bhuvaneshwar Kalita of BJP, Sanjay Kumar Jha of JDU and V. Sivadasan of CPIM. The discussion is underway. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Jal Shakti for 2025-26. Initiating the discussion in the House, Jagdambika Pal of BJP said, the Narendra Modi government has provided a budget of over 99,500 crore rupees to the Ministry of Jal Shakti for the year 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, T.R. Balu of DMK said that under Jal Jeevan Mission so far, only 80% of the work has been completed, as only over 15 crore rural households have been covered under the scheme. The third round of talks between farmers from Punjab and the delegations of central and state governments concluded on a positive note in Chandigarh today. The next meeting will be held on the 4th of May. Addressing media soon after the talks, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan reiterated that the farmers' interest is paramount for the government and it is continuing to make regular policy interventions to address issues for their welfare across the country. Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the Memorandum of Understanding or MOU will be signed soon between India AI Mission and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Mr. Vaishnav made the remarks after meeting the founder of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill Gates, in New Delhi. India plans to establish its own space station, Bharat Antariksh Station, by 2035 and to land an Indian astronaut on the moon by 2040. Union Minister of State in Prime Minister's Office, Dr. Jitendra Singh, stated this while replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today. Astronauts Sunita Williams and Buchwill Moore returned to Earth earlier this morning aboard Elon Musk's SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft after spending 9 months in space. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the entire team of the U.S. space agency, NASA, who worked for the safe return of the Crew 9 mission on Earth. External Affairs Ministry today expressed concern over the situation in Gaza and called for the release of all hostages. In a statement, the ministry also urged for supply of humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza be sustained. In badminton, Isha Rani Barua and Anupama Upadhyay have advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of Swiss Open at Basel in Switzerland after registering victories in the first round matches of women's singles today. And in Kabaddi World Cup 2025, India once again asserted their dominance in the tournament as the women's team defeated Poland in their second Group D match at Coventry in England this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.